a few days ago on the Middies.
Incident,
however, United States policy has gone overboard in support of the state of Israel against the Arabs. They're against their neighbors, period. Those decisions perhaps have been justified. Humanitarian grounds. Period. After all, the Jews were horribly persecuted during World War II. It's the responsibility of all decent people to come out to rectify the blot on the conscience of mankind, period. Humanitarian terms. We have almost totally closed our eyes to the terrible condition of Arab refugees. When I was on a brief African trip in 1957, I stepped into this problem without knowing what a sensitive nerve I would be hitting. I did not visit Israel or Egypt on that occasion, but I did. But I reported when I returned that leaders in Morocco and Tunisia, the most pro-Western of the Arab countries, had expressed concern about the plight of the refugees. The whole Jewish community in this country jumped on my throat. They have never forgiven me for standing up to America for any issue, period. References will put my present policy into perspective. I explain monthly as follows. Subparagraph 1. Interests of the United States must be our only consideration in the decisions we make with regard to the Middle East. Subparagraph 2. Under absolutely no circumstances are political considerations in this country to affect any decisions I make. There is not only because not for the very obvious, for what many think is the very obvious reason that I get at most 8 to 10% of Jewish votes, but because the stakes for this nation's peace in the future are too great for us to make decisions abroad based on the political power of a small but very persuasive, very powerful and influential minority at home. Subparagraph 3. Strong. solely an influence. On the other hand, where on our houses, it becomes primarily one of Israel, of the interest of Israel and the interest of Israel's neighbors, Egypt, Jordan at all, then we should have a totally even-handed policy. The interests of the United States will be served, in this case, by tilting the policy, if it is to be tilted at all, on the side of 100 million Arabs, rather than on the side of 2 million Israelis. Period. However, I believe that an even-handed policy in view of Israel's enormous superiority over its neighbors. I believe that an even-handed policy is, on balance, the best one for us to pursue. As far as interests are concerned, period. Thanks.
Correct.
This will be taken to the next.
Interaction.
Now, respect. It is vitally important that we all recognize that time is of the essence. In the month of June, or July at the latest, leaders to vote as to whether they want more USA as of being reasonable on an interim agreement, whether they want to go at all. But this question to them, this proposition to them, very hard in your conversations. Of course, immediately, assume that they can come to me and get me to override you because of the political considerations that will be coming up in 72. Now we're already working very hard on John Mitchell in this respect. And your assurance that on the merits, I might reach a different conclusion on a recommendation that comes from state on this problem. I will never be influenced when I look by political considerations. I am convinced that unless we get some kind of a settlement now with the Israeli, as for some other issue, we're not going to get any kind of settlement until after the 72 elections. Even though the Israeli don't think this can happen, they will have had no other choice but to build up the armed strength of Israel's neighbors. This war will be inevitable. As a God is concerned, he obviously does not want to have a Soviet presence in Egypt. Period. On the other hand, if his policy of conciliation fails, he will be have to go along with a new accepting Soviet aid, or lose his head politically, either politically. I want you to report to me on the day-to-day operations, the negotiations you undertake. Once a major decision has to be made. Remember that you can also have in mind, by my being somewhat detached from the negotiating procedure, I'm in a position where, that's right, I may be able to